And the only thing that wasn't damaged was the safe, and they never did get in it. And,
well, I see.
But he just never did rebuild after that, because like I say, there wasn't much need for his little store, because about three blocks was one of these big A&T things, and everybody was going there. But let's see, what about what do you dry the dishes with? I've already asked you that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What about a big wooden thing that they used to have flour and molasses or something in large quantities?
Bam.
Okay. What is a large stand?
A what?
A large stand. Have you ever heard the term large stand? What about these 5-gallon cans that lard used to come in? What was that called?
Well, that was a lard can. Remember those.
Okay. What about something if you've got a little narrow neck bottle or something and you wanted to pour water in it, you'd get a what?
Funnel.
Okay. And to drive horses, you make a what pop over their head? Okay. Let's see. What about a little bag? If you go to the grocery store and you buy some groceries, they'll put it in a what?
Sack.
Okay.
Paper sack.
Okay. What about the sack that all potatoes and stuff like that used to come in, that real heavy, rough stuff? What did they call that?
Burlap.
Yeah.
Tote sack.
Burlap or tote sack, yeah. It seems like we used to rub the horses down with it. I can't remember. We used to use that burlap, that rough cloth for something that we kept and would rub the horses down. I guess maybe that's what it
is. Rub the dust off over and lay down the water.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about a curry comb, are you?
Oh, no, I did that, too. I never owned a horse. I had a mule, and I hated him, and he hated me, and we got along together all right, except that I never could turn my back on him or anything like that, because he'd nip me, pinch me with his teeth. But I used to go, Dad and I were laughing about that the other day, I used to go in that stall to get him harnessed up, and I'd stop and get me a big old armload of cobs. And as soon as I walked in the stall, well, he'd come after me and I'd start throwing cobs at him. We'd finally get him in the harness.
We had the old red swayback mule, I guess you've seen them. And when they'd come in from work, they'd let me ride him from the gear house to the lot gate. And we had peach trees along that line. And I got on that mule, I was just tickled to death, I was going to get the rider in. And you know, she walked up under that peach tree and drug me off.
They're smarter than horses, it seems like. They can think of things to do that a horse wouldn't think to do, you know. And this old mule of mine never did learn the difference between haw and whoa. You never knew when you hollered at him whether he was going to turn or stop.
Drag you off, son. If you want to get rid of
it,
just drag you off, sure.
I noticed you have a mighty nice looking cat outside. Is that y'all's cat or?
Did you see the black one or the Siamese?
Siamese cat.
Uh-huh. It belongs to our son and their family. They live next door and they're on vacation this week, so she's eating out here.
Those cats are crazy. Did you know that? Those Siamese cats.
Mean?
Yeah, they're mean and what made me think of it was they're like this mule we were talking about. They seem like they do crazier things than most other cats do.
They do, and you know, they are one person cat, and they don't like the rest of the family, and they're just real mean.
Well, I didn't know that, and I've never owned one of them, but I've heard that, I never heard that they were a one person cat. They won't have anything to do with anybody else, huh?
Not much. They'll go to this one person. This cat does already. They have a boy at 14 years old, and he pays more attention to the cat